Small cruises update their summer sailings, Search releases region-specific testing information, and Haines artists share their work virtually. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The Haines Visitor Center released an updated summer cruise ship calendar earlier this week. A no-sail order barring cruises on large ships is in effect until late July. However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention exempted vessels carrying fewer than 250 passengers from that general no-sail order. Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock says some smaller cruise lines are hoping to visit Haines in June.
Are they truly going to go? We don't know yet. But at least from what we're hearing, that's what they would like to do if restrictions are lifted and communities agree.
American Cruise Lines, Uncruise, and Ponant are among 9 cruise lines listed on the calendar. A total of 63 arrivals have been scheduled over the course of the summer. Some ships have a capacity greater than 250 passengers, but none carry more than 1,000. Ock says the borough has not developed any protocols or health precautions for dealing with ships if they do end up visiting Haines this summer. He says he is aware that the cruise industry is reaching out to the CDC for guidance. The state requires a 14-day quarantine for anyone entering Alaska from outside. Ock says it is unlikely that there will be much tourism this summer if that restriction remains in place. If smaller cruise lines do end up visiting Haines this summer, Ock says he will be working with the borough and the Emergency Operations Center to ensure that the community and visitors are kept safe. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium is a health provider that operates regional clinics, largely in small towns. Until recently, it wouldn't disclose community-specific testing numbers, for privacy reasons, spokesperson Megan Bosak said.
So many of Search's communities are very small, and for privacy of folks that may be testing in some of our drive-through alternate testing sites, and outside of the clinic, we want to make sure that they have confidentiality in that testing.
Essentially, in a small enough community, one might see who gets tested in a drive-through setting. And if there are only a few results, it's easy to know too much about someone's confidential medical information. But this week, Search released region-specific testing numbers for the 5 largest Southeast communities it serves: Sitka, Juneau, Wrangell, Klawock, and Haines. Bosak said that's for 2 reasons. One, those larger communities meet the testing thresholds for privacy concerns. And 2, the state's testing counts don't include all of Search's tests.
Search facilities have received the rapid tests, and those are not being included in the state's release of information, those numbers, as well as results that are done in our in-house labs. So we wanted to make sure that communities had access to that information.
So the state isn't counting the consortium's rapid test results or their in-house lab results, according to Bosak. And if you're wondering why Petersburg isn't on that list of largest communities, it's because Search doesn't operate that clinic. They're a contractor there. Search has tested 44 people in Haines as of Tuesday. Live shows and performances across the globe have been postponed until further notice, but that doesn't mean that creatives have stopped sharing their art. In some cases, they're sharing more than ever. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the art scene in Haines has moved online during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Back in August, Haines School art teacher Giselle Miller began planning for a First Friday art show at the Haines Brewing Company. Jeannie Kitayama, one of the brewery's co-owners, penciled her show in for April. Miller worked on her paintings over the winter and had everything ready to go. But a few weeks before the event, the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
We found out that school wasn't going to come back into session for those first 2 weeks, like that Friday, like that spring break was starting. And that was kind of when I was like, well, maybe I'll be able to do my show, but probably not.
Kitayama suggested that Miller hang her paintings in the brewery and post a virtual art show online.
My name is Giselle Miller, and I'm going to be showing you my art show for this month. It's called Meandering, and it's a collection of paintings and drawings.
She posted a live stream on Facebook and walked people through the exhibition. Her show featured topographic maps of local areas with some creative twists thrown in. They're still on display at the brewery, and people can check them out when they stop by to fill a growler. But the video allowed Miller to make the show more accessible.
I have grandparents in Arizona that watch the whole thing, and they would have never, you know, seen that artwork. You know, if it was a regular First Friday, I just would have had a gathering, you know, a local gathering. But with a virtual, it obviously, like, extended my outreach.
Miller says she's been engaging with people online more than usual. She's had to connect with parents on social media and put out video lessons for her art classes, and she's planning to organize a student art show online. But she's also been watching more of what her own friends are posting online.
I've seen all these people start doing Facebook Live videos, and I'm more engaged in it myself. Like, because I did one, I'm, like, way more engaged in it.
More and more performances are popping up on social media. For example, the open mic night that used to take place at the Pioneer Bar on Friday nights has found a temporary home on Facebook.
Come see the lovable strain of someone diving in for all you know.
That's JoJo Gerner and Ben Altman-Moore. Gerner has been hosting open mic night at the Pioneer Bar on and off for a couple of years. A few weeks ago, she set up the Haines Community Open Mic page on Facebook. People have been posting videos and live streams of their performances on the page. Gerner says in some ways there are advantages to hosting open mic night online.
You have less pressure if you're a person who maybe has a bit of fear of public speaking. And so you can do this with your dog, you know, watching you, and that may be more comfortable for some people. So I think there's an advantage in having the safe space of your home.
Also, when it's not hosted at a bar on a Friday night, kids can get involved. But Gerner admits that she does miss performing for people in person.
You just don't have the same in-person exchange of energy because you don't necessarily see the emotion from people's faces. And so as a musician, I actually, like, I have a harder time performing for a camera.
Miller agrees that a certain connection is lost when artists aren't in the same room as their audience. But even so, she says when people start hosting public shows again, she's still game to make them available online.
Someday down the road, and we're doing another First Friday where we're not social distancing and we're hanging out, that would be really fun to do, like, a live feed of a Haines First Friday, and I don't think it would take away it.
Miller's virtual art show, Meandering, is available to watch on Facebook. You can also find the open mic page on Facebook by searching Haines Community Open Mic. Reporting from Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us.